I'm Logan.
And I'm Ryan.
This is Automatic for the People.
It's automatic, it's automatic, it's automatic.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a special episode of Automatic for the People. Casey's Corner. You heard her in the intro. This is Casey. This is my niece, Ryan's daughter. This is your first time ever really on a podcast, Casey.
Yep.
Although you've been on several episodes of this show.
Yeah. Some on purpose, some by accident.
But never as a guest host. So, are you excited?
Yes.
You've done video stuff before. So, this should be easy. You had your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's harder when people are actually watching you. Yeah. It's easier to hide behind the microphone than to be in front of the camera.
I'm learning how to do stuff like this for our thing that we have at school. We have a news channel.
Yeah, so. That's right. You're doing behind-the-scenes work at your school's news channel, right?
Yes, I am. It's really fun. I like it.
Do you have an official title, like a job title?
I have to change the slides, so I have to update the slides every day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You like being in production?
Yeah, I actually thought it was going to be really boring, but it's not. It's really fun.
Yeah, like stuff doesn't happen unless you do it.
Yeah. So. I thought I would want to be something different, but... turned out I like doing behind the scenes better.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, I like hosting and talking on the podcast, but as frustrating as it is, I do like enjoy editing the stuff and finding the picture to post with it or finding the music and editing the music down and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. So I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So, you don't want to be on the camera anymore?
I still do.
Oh, that's good. So, what grade are you in now?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. And already doing production work.
Oh, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now if they would just teach people how to balance their checkbooks, change a tire, change the oil, be responsible with their credit as they're 19, 20, 21, 22. If they teach all that in school, we might not be as bad off as...
Whatever. Your dad sounds like an old man.
That's something I actually read somewhere that, like...
I agree with you. They should teach you how to balance your checkbook. Go to typing class. Because I can't type, so I get made fun of a lot at work because I can't type.
So. Oh, I actually got better at typing once I started doing what I'm doing it for our news channel.
Yeah, I type really quick, but I don't type like you're supposed to type. So.
Yeah.
You peck?
Yeah. Finger type.
Use both your index fingers and just start typing away.
That's yep. what I do.
Yep. My fingers three like three peas thing. In a pod.
This is it, my fingers are like that when I do it. Two L's.
Yeah, remember we're on the microphone. People can't.
I know. I'm just showing you.
Oh, all right, Casey. So I want to ask you a few questions.
All right.
So, what is your favorite movie of all time?
That's actually really hard.
I know it's hard. That's why I asked you.
I don't know. I feel like... this is really, really hard.
Comedy or action?
Comedy.
Okay.
Definitely comedy.
Not horror?
Not really. That's
whatever.
Like
you love
thing.
Horror. What's the funniest, what's the most you've ever laughed watching a movie?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot.
Watch out now. Her brain's going to explode and splatter all over me.
Oh. Okay. So, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Can I say a droid?
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody.
Probably R2-D2.
Really? Over BB-8?
Yep.
Yep.
Classic.
Yeah.
We go old school in here.
It's always been R2-D2 and C-3PO, because I kind of count them as, like, together as one, because they're...
Most people did until the prequels came out, which you've seen less of the prequels than anything else, so one day you'll understand what I just said.
Okay.
Before the prequels, they were R2-D2 and C-3PO. After the prequels... In the prequels, they were always separate from each other. They weren't together a lot.
Oh.
Because yeah. C-3PO was built by Anakin Skywalker, who eventually became Darth Vader as a kid. And R2-D2 was just a droid that was built in a factory somewhere.
Huh.
R2-D2 is a droid that got struck by lightning and, you know, brought out his own personality, and then Steve Guttenberg had to come and save him, and
that's a joke that like four people are gonna get, and she definitely doesn't get it. Although
Short Circuit,
you should
people.
Watch Short Circuit with Casey. I think she
I
would
should
enjoy
get her
it.
To watch it.
It's a fun movie. The second one's really great. So,
yeah, it gets gold plating.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Superhero. My favorite superhero.
Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn's not a superhero.
Kinda, sorta. She's crazy.
Exactly. She's not a superhero.
That's her superpower.
See, that's what I like, because, like, a lot of adults, if you ask them who their favorite superhero was, now would say, oh, Deadpool. I'm like, well, he's not really a superhero.
I like, Batman or Wonder Woman?
Yeah, you really like the Wonder Woman.
Oh, when we watched, what movie was it? She was awesome in it.
Justice League. Or Wonder
yeah,
Woman.
It was Justice League. It was really good.
Yeah, she was the best part of Justice League, right?
I don't know if anybody else liked her in the movie, but I did. She was awesome.
I think everybody pretty much agrees that her and Aquaman were the only reasons to watch Justice League. Aquaman was pretty funny. Dressed like a bat. I dig it. We had a good time going to see that.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I think that was the last movie we all... No, we all went and saw...
We saw Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
And then we went to... Well, us two together...
Well, we
like,
went to go see
two.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
So, your dad hasn't seen it, so let's try not to spoil it for him. But A Quiet Place. Did you like it?
I thought it was okay.
It wasn't The Curse of Chucky or anything.
It wasn't.
That she's seen probably 15 times.
Who was it? Oh, Aunt Kelly. She went to go see it by herself. And she was like, she made a point. She said, why would you want to have kids in a place where you can't talk, like, and stuff, like a baby and stuff.
Well, she was already pregnant when it happened.
You're right about that, though.
So me and your Aunt Kelly got to have a talk about this movie. She didn't tell me she went and saw it.
Yeah, she went by herself. And
I would not go see that movie by myself.
I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, I'm not seeing a horror movie by myself.
But it wasn't
like, scary, but there was a lot of like edge of your seat, like, oh my god, what's gonna happen stuff.
Yeah,
so there wasn't a lot of like jump out scares.
Well, I was kind of disappointed about the whole spoiler alert, they can't see.
Well, that's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah, I know, but that's another movie I've already seen. So
what, called Pitch Black?
Yeah, Pitch Black.
Casey, have you ever seen Pitch Black?
No, now I want to watch it. I
you
don't
should know watch Pitch Black.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen Vin Diesel, at least on a commercial.
He's also the voice of Groot. Yeah, you know who Groot is.
Yeah, he's the voice of Groot. He's the voice of the Iron Giant.
Of course I knew who Groot is.
I am Groot.
You've seen the pacifier? Have you ever seen the pacifier?
No.
Casey's like, I don't watch movies like that. I lost you.
Oh, what were you saying, Casey?
Oh, yeah, I don't really watch movies. Well, is it a comedy movie or is it like...
Yeah, it's kind of along the lines of The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, we should watch that then. That sounds...
I'm not watching The Pacifier, I'm sorry.
The Tooth Fairy is not very good. It's like the worst rock movie. I like Game Plan a lot better than Tooth Fairy.
Oh, actually, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, it's a lot. It's kind of like Game Plan. I would watch Game Plan. I'm not watching The Tooth Fairy.
Have you ever saw Game Plan?
It's where she bedazzles his football.
Oh, I love that one. That one is awesome. Well, I like it.
Okay, so you just watched a movie called, do you even remember what it was called?
Yes, I Kill Giants.
I Kill Giants. So, it's a really good movie. I thought it was a really good movie, but it's also got some really tough stuff in it. What did you think about it?
Before I watched it, I didn't want to watch it at all because I thought it wouldn't be good. I liked it. It was kind of confusing at first, but I liked it.
Now, what did you think about the ending when you found out what it was all about?
It was weird. That's all I have to say about it. I don't really... Because when Daddy explained it to me, I was like, so all of this was just, like, in her mind and stuff, and I didn't... It was weird.
Well, one of the things I didn't explain to you was, you know a game that we used to play called Magic the Gathering with the cards? You remember? Well, she liked to play a game that's kind of like Magic, but there's no cards. You only use dice. And it's called Dungeons and Dragons. So
that's
she
what
was.
Play in Stranger Things.
Yes, they do play Dungeons and Dragons and Stranger Things. So she liked to do that in your mind type of role play and stuff, which is what led her to the giants, pretty much. She had these things built up in her head that.
So, when...
We're coming after her mother, and she had to protect her mother, which you didn't find that out really until the end, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that part, I think in the book, I think you find out a lot sooner, don't you?
There's a book?
It's a comic book.
Oh, yeah, you showed me... Yeah, Daddy showed me that.
I have it, so you can read it whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think the movie's great. I think the book is a lot better.
Yeah, the book is a lot better. You should read it and use it to practice your art because you're getting really good at it. So
yeah, I told you that if I read that book after I in the middle of it, I'd be like, I'm gonna go draw now. That's what I do.
So, but I thought it was cool that you wanted to watch it because you remind me a lot of the little girl because you do have a crazy imagination. And you've also, you're not going to get too into it, but like, you know, a lot of people that are going through or have gone through what her mom was going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty tough, and you deal with it pretty well. So, actually, all of y'all do. I don't know how y'all do that. When me and your dad were kids, I don't, we might have known like two people, maybe, that had cancer or ever got really, really sick. And you know a lot of people. And that's just crazy.
Yeah.
But what else did you think about the movie? Did you like the special effects?
They were good.
Well, we watched it on my TV, so some of the dark scenes were a little too dark.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what his TV does, so.
Yeah, it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, we got to get your dad a new TV.
I mean, she's got a TV that's like, probably from 1985, and the picture on it is way better than the picture on my...
My TV has a headphone jack in it.
Which I told her would be perfect for that little thing that you got.
Oh, yeah.
The Bluetooth headphones. Yeah. She could just plug it in her TV and throw on the Bluetooth headphones and listen to her TV without bothering anybody else.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really make TVs with headphone jacks in them anymore.
See, like...
And a built-in VCR.
Like, if I imagine the special effects, like, on the living room TV, yes, they're probably... Well, would they be really good?
They're pretty good. It's a cheaper made movie, so you're not looking for... Avengers type effects or X-Men or any movie like that.
So
I'm surprised you didn't say your favorite superhero was Wolverine.
Oh,
because you loved Logan.
Okay, well,
or what's her name? X-23,
Laura,
the little girl.
Oh yeah, I did like that movie. Just like,
I can't believe you watched that movie.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have let her watch it, but I'd let her watch Deadpool too. So y'all can all tweet me about how bad a parent I am.
Oh, whatever, dude. I took her to go see It and A Quiet Place. Although I think those are both PG-13 movies. Well, It might have been rated R. It had a lot of blood in it.
You haven't watched Deadpool, but I'd let you watch it if you wanted to watch it.
I don't even want to watch Deadpool.
Because some of the jokes you might not even get, but... I don't know. Your mind is, you got a pretty, you catch on to stuff pretty good.
Yeah. You're too smart for your own good. I was going to ask you something else and now I forgot my question.
Well, she had brought up, we talked about the hammer, which we're like way bouncing around in this movie here. So I hope nobody's expecting us to go scene by scene, but she said the hammer should have been called the Giant Killer because that was his nickname, and I told her that actually it was kind of cool that what was the name of the hammer again?
What was the baseball player's name? I don't remember.
Kobayashi,
something like that.
Wasn't that it?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Well, that was the guy's name, and his nickname was the Giant Killer. So instead of naming the hammer or axe or whatever you want to call it, the Giant Killer's nickname was Kobayashi, or God, I hate that I'm screwing that up.
Yeah.
So one's nickname is the Giant Killer. The guy's nickname is the Giant Killer, and the Giant Killer's nickname is the guy's
name. Yeah. See, one thing that I didn't expect is I thought that the little tiny hammer that she had was just going to stay that way, and she would just, like, kind of hit him a little bit somewhere, and then he would die. No, that thing was huge when she was actually holding it.
Yeah,
it was like
pretty
as big as her.
Yeah. It was freaking massive. I was trying to look it up, and I can't find it. Oh, well.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing.
I remember what I wanted to ask you. Did you recognize who the counselor was?
After Daddy pointed it out.
I said, imagine her if she was a different color.
I said, oh.
Oh, it's Gamora. Because you love the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, especially Rocket and Groot.
Baby Groot, especially.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
Wait till you see Avengers Infinity War. It's lots of Rocket and Groot.
That is a good thing because they're my... Well, they're my favorite in the movie.
I'm gonna... There's
a review of this that... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I was going to talk about one scene that's not a spoiler at all for the plot of Avengers Infinity War, because I've seen it. Y'all have not. There is a scene where you see it in the trailer, like everybody's fighting, like these creatures from outer space. And it's, who is it? Oh, it's Bucky, the Winter Soldier. And he's like, he's got his gun and he's shooting, and Rocket is standing next to him shooting his gun too. And Bucky picks up Rocket and just starts spinning around, like with both of them shooting their gun.
That's awesome.
Like just in a circle, mowing down these aliens. And of course, Rocket is super into the gun. And he was like, I want that gun. And then he sees he's got a metal arm and he's like, oh, I want that arm. Cause you know, he always wants everybody's like prosthetics and everything. So, but that's a really, really fun scene. So, and it's not a spoiler. I mean, it's a spoiler for the moment in the movie, but I mean,
if you see it in the preview, I feel like it's not preview. What is it called?
In the trailer?
Yeah, preview. It's not really a spoiler, I feel like, because you've already saw it.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the trailer, but it's still really cool. So it should be in the trailer because it's pretty awesome. So,
I Killed Giants when we were watching it just a couple hours ago. About halfway through it, I had a thought that this is the kind of movie that you and I would watch every weekend from the ages from the age of what, 7 to 12 or 13.
Yeah, we used to watch stuff like this all the freaking time. I call them like kids do good movies, like where the kid is like the hero of the story. I still love those movies, you know.
Yeah, along the lines of, well, the more popular Goonies and the never heard of the Brat Patrol. I guarantee you nobody listening has ever heard of the Brat Patrol.
Yeah, like,
unless they're a huge Sean Astin fan. Is it Sean Astin?
I'd have to look it up. I think so. Yeah, the kind of the Kid Saves the Day movies, those are the best.
But yeah, there was a review that I'm looking at right now. I was just over here clicking on stuff. And the first sentence is, I Kill Giants feels secret and dangerous like a VHS tape dug out of a dusty crate at a yard sale. It's the kind of movie you ended up watching every week as a kid just because of how weird it made you feel.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's the exact feeling I got watching it. This is the third time I've watched it, and I didn't get that feeling the first two times, but watching it this time, it just kind of hit me that, like, this is the kind of movie at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, we will be calling our dad, hey, can we rent this weekend? Or, hey, this is on TV, will you tape it for us so he can watch it this weekend? That kind of crap.
Yeah, it was Sean Astin in the Brat Patrol. It was literally the year after Goonies.
What is the Brat Patrol?
It's an old Disney movie before the Disney Channel existed.
It's
if it existed, it barely existed at the time.
It's a group of kids who are all the sons and daughters of people in the army. So they're army brats, and they uncover a secret plot to steal a bunch of equipment from the army base. So they kind of do the whole Kevin McAllister Home Alone thing and stop the bad guys.
Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, it's fun, but cool. When you watch it, you'll be like, this movie looks old.
Well, duh, it is.
It was also made for TV, so it doesn't look pretty good either. So,
I'm not sure that it aired on the... It was under a bunch of different names.
It was the Disney Sunday night movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We got a lot of movies off of that as kids. Peach Dragon.
That Peach Dragon was released in theaters, though.
Well, we're talking about the original Peach Dragon.
Yeah, I know.
Dragon.
I still didn't want to watch either of them.
You don't want to watch it?
No, I didn't want to watch the new one or the old one.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't really want to. I don't.
It's kind of not exactly like I Killed Giants, but...
Is he like, he thinks the dragon is like...
Yeah. Well, he thinks that... Well, yeah. It's this whole, is the dragon real or is it in his imagination?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I kind of told her at the end of I Killed Giants, I mean, the giants could be real. I mean, it doesn't ever say that they were made up in her head. But, and her friend definitely played along, said she killed I can't remember what it's called, but
the really tall one.
Yeah, the big giant.
The one that she was actually afraid of.
Or not killed him, but defeated him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say now.
That's all right.
I was going to talk about what Daddy was just talking about how they were real or how they weren't real. Oh, at the end of the movie... She is, like, talking to the one that she defeated. So, I was like, it seems like they would be real. Because she's talking to them, but then if you think again, it could just be in her imagination. So, how are we supposed to know?
I don't know. Have you ever had an imaginary friend?
Yes.
Do you think they were real or were they imaginary?
I mean, they're imaginary.
But are like, they? If you believe in it, is it real or is it imaginary?
Ooh.
Did I just make you think about something?
I don't.
I don't know. Do you believe in things that other people don't believe in?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are they real or are they imaginary?
Well, you they're real to me.
Exactly. The giants were real to her. So, it doesn't matter whether anybody else thinks they're real. So, there you go.
Yeah, the little girl, shoot, I just had her name, I can't remember her name. Her name's Barbara in the movie, but, I mean, she pretty much pulled this whole movie off by herself, and, I mean, and you got a couple of stars in there with Imogene Poots and Zoe Saldana. But without this little girl, Madison Wolf is her name.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, without her, this movie just doesn't, it might be decent, but it doesn't have the same effect. I mean, you're really with this girl the whole way from beginning to end with the giants, whether they're real or not. You believe they're real because she believes they're real, and at the end, you really believe that she believes that those giants are real. So whether they're real or not, she believes it.
I think y'all should watch the Harry Potter movies. I think y'all would like those.
Well, I've seen a couple of them. But
I've only seen parts of Harry Potter movies.
You should get... Kaylee would love you if you watched the Harry... I mean, she loves you anyway, but...
Yeah.
She's such a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, there's some people at my school, like fifth graders. They're like... really into Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. Almost as much as I love Star Wars. Well,
does it ever say what happened to her dad? I've listened for it. I didn't catch it, though, any of the times I've seen it.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember if the book does or not. So.
No, I read it. I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
I think if you both enjoyed this, you should really watch Where the Wild Things Are. I think you would like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it came out a couple of years ago.
What is it about?
It's based on a kid's book,
Where the Wild Things Are. This kid, Max.
He has to go to his room without... He gets punished or something, right?
In the movie, it's for basically acting like a brat, so... Casey, you have no idea what that's like, right?
She's shaking her head no.
No.
You can't even...
I do know what it's about, but I mean...
you can't
I'm
get
pretty
sent
mad
to
this
room.
Review I'm looking at, when I clicked on it, in the little side scroll where all the ads are. What to stream now, blah, 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 number 9, did Avengers Infinity War kill off the right characters? Oh, that's great.
Did you not know? You knew that somebody
was going to
die. Yes,
I know somebody was going to die.
So, don't spoil it for Casey.
It says characters plural. I didn't think that, you know, more than one person was going to die.
No, a lot of people die.
Okay, don't talk about it anymore.
Oh, man. So
it's like the Titanic.
Where the Wild Things Are is the story of a kid named Max who dresses in his wolf costume and wreaks havoc through his household and is sent to bed without supper. And then Max's bedroom transforms into a jungle and he winds up sailing to an island inhabited by beasts known as the Wild Things. And he intimidates them and gets crowned their king. And romps through the forest. So.
I feel like it sounds familiar. I think there's a song called The Wild Thing, Wild Things Are or something.
Well, it's definitely a kid's book.
Yes, you've probably seen it in any book fair you've been to.
Yep.
In the last couple of years, especially since the movie dropped.
It's one of the most famous children's books of all time.
That and the one about the moon. Good night, moon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that book has been read to us
like
100 times.
That's more like a toddler book than a children's book. But
yeah, I was looking for some more kid movies where they, you know, kid saves the day kind of things. So all I keep coming up with is Home Alone.
Well, I mean, it's hard to top the best.
I don't know if Home Alone's the best. It's great.
Speaking of Home Alone, Chris Columbus got a producing credit on I Kill Giants.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, he directed the first two Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's good with the kid stuff. So, what movie are you excited to see next, Casey?
Just like any movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's really only like two, I think. It's not really that much. I'm really excited to go see the new Avengers movie. I mean, of course.
You got the Han Solo movie coming out. You got, Han Solo's from Star Wars.
I know. I mean, you said Han Solo. What is...
There's a movie coming out about Han Solo.
Well, now it makes sense.
Before he became part of Star Wars.
Star Wars.
We did quotation marks. Y'all couldn't see it. It's kind of like him when he was younger, not him.
No, like in
before
the
he joined the rebellion, I guess you could say.
Okay, well, I want to see that now too. The other one that I was gonna say is I don't know if it's out yet, but there's a new volleyball movie coming out. So I don't remember what it's called.
Something season or something like that.
Is it like game season or something? No, it's not. I don't remember.
It's got Helen.
There's other stuff she's excited about. She just doesn't know because she doesn't remember. There's a little movie coming out, but it's not till next year since it got pushed back. But it's called The New Mutants.
Oh, that too. I've been waiting for that. Forever.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out this past March, around our birthday.
It's called Miracle Season, Casey.
Miracle Season, that's what it's called.
Yep.
Is it a feel-good Disney-type sports movie? Like,
well, I mean, remember if by feel-good you mean like the star of the volleyball team dies and everybody has to... I mean, it's based on a true story. Like,
oh, okay.
So, of course... This girl
dies.
Well,
so are all those Disney movies.
Yeah. This girl dies, and then everybody, you know, kind of says, oh, our season's over, and it becomes a, like, we got to win it for her kind of thing. So.
Yeah, well, when you mean, like, when you're talking about, like, when you said Disney feel-good movies and stuff, I don't think Bring It On is technically a Disney movie.
No,
the cheerleading movie. Bring It On.
Oh, she loves. Yeah.
Bring It On is like one of my favorite, like sport related movies to watch.
I didn't know you'd ever even seen it. That's crazy.
It's on Netflix. All of them.
There you go, people. It's on Netflix.
What else do you watch on Netflix there? I know you watch Stranger Things.
No, I actually finished that, so.
I still haven't seen season two.
I was about to say, y'all don't start talking about season two because I haven't watched it yet, so.
Okay, well, nothing to say.
I clicked on IMDb page for Chris Columbus, and what's Gremlins 3? What?
Yeah, they're talking about it. So
Five Nights at Freddy's too.
That's a game.
Yeah, well, he's the executive producer on Five Nights at Freddy's.
So what about The Incredibles 2? It comes out this year.
Okay. I'm not that excited about it. I am excited, but to be honest,
what?
Not really.
What about the new Jurassic World?
Yeah. I am excited for that. I want to see that because I've seen all of the Jurassic Park.
If there's one you haven't seen, it's part two called. I probably haven't seen The Lost
that.
World.
Yes, I have.
Where
I
they
saw
bring
that.
The dinosaur back to the city.
Oh, nope. Haven't seen that.
Oh, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, okay. It's not very good. What about Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
Yeah, did you know that was coming out?
No.
I just blew your mind.
Guess what? There's also a live-action Titans show coming on TNT. So we get, instead of cartoon, we get to see, hopefully, Raven and Starfire.
Yeah, Raven and Starfire and Beast Boy and Robin.
Wait, that would be awesome.
Beast Boy's in it, too? I didn't know if they were going to do Beast Boy.
Yep, they're doing Beast Boy. We'll see if it's good. So, yeah, and supposedly they're doing another season of the old Titans cartoon.
Was it you that asked me if I liked Teen Titans Go or the original Teen
yes,
Titans better?
Yes, it was.
I don't, did I, I said the original because I feel like Teen Titans Go was more for like,
yeah, it's like little kids.
Yeah.
And they're only 15 minutes long for the generation of short attention spans.
What about Wreck-It Ralph 2? Ralph Breaks the Internet.
How do I not know that these movies are coming out? Okay,
let's... I guess I'm slacking on my job here.
Okay, well, that... I really liked Wreck-It Ralph.
I loved Wreck-It Ralph.
It was really good to me because it just was.
Yeah, I agree with you. It just was good. Also, in December, Aquaman comes out.
Ooh. I used to not really care for any other superheroes besides, like, watching, like, a Wonder Woman movie or, like, I don't know.
You've liked most of the Avengers movies, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Avengers 2, like, Avengers included. But when I saw, what movie did Aquaman was in? It was all
Justice
of them.
Justice League.
Yes. When I saw Aquaman in Justice League, I actually... Now, if... Let me get my words straight. That movie, that the Aquaman movie would seem pretty interesting now that I actually know who he is.
Yeah, the guy that's directing it is actually mainly a horror movie director. So, you should get a little darkness in the Aquaman movie.
Well, yay.
Kind of like, which you've never seen it, but kind of like The Crow is what I'm thinking, which, by the way, the guy that played Aquaman is playing The Crow.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But I think that Aquaman movie is going to, I'm not comparing it to The Crow necessarily, but it's going to have that hero slash dark hero type of thing going on. Not dark hero like Deadpool, but...
Right.
He's more... Well, that's an anti-hero, so...
Yeah, I'm excited about Aquaman. I hope it's good. So... It'll be out... Well, no, it comes out in December. I was going to say it'll be out in time for your birthday, but no, it won't. Your birthday is in November... something, right?
5th. November 5th.
So, tell they're all close together. I get them confused. So,
yeah.
Olivia's is October.
No, hers is November, too.
No, Eddie's is October. Sorry. She'll never listen to this. She won't know. Oh. Hey, what movie comes out in time for your birthday? Nothing. Nothing you're going to want to see anyway. Oh, well. Halloween comes out October 19th. We'll go see that for sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's good.
Yeah, you should... I don't know if she'd watch the Halloween movies. You should watch them, though. The first one is so good.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Yeah.
They are?
Yes. One of them does have a little girl in it. Beating up on Mike, well, running from Michael Myers anyway. So, well, how'd you like being on the podcast, Casey?
I actually really, it's fun.
Now you should do it more often. So next time you have to come up with a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I was thinking when we were talking about the Aquaman movie or something. When Daddy was talking about how the director was a horror movie director, I was thinking we should talk about horror movies sometime, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your dad's got the equipment. We've got the stuff. We can have Casey's Horror Movie Podcast. I'm just saying. Something to
Let's
think about.
Let's go buy a proper headphone splitter.
Yeah. I mean, you get one of those for like $10, so if even that much. So, it'll be fun. Call it Casey's Corner. because I love that name. Casey's Killer Corner.
That's cool.
That's, yeah.
Of course, then your abbreviation is KKK, and that's not cool. So.
Yeah, that's not really cool.
Oh.
What?
There's Christopher Robin in August. I'm sure she wants to see that.
Yes, when we went to go see A Wrinkle in Time with you. I also want to go see The Meg, too.
I kind of want to see The Meg, too. I was a big fan of Deep Blue Sea, and everybody loves Jaws. And what's better than combining
Deep Blue Sea and Jaws?
The Megalodon with Deep Blue Sea and Jaws. I mean, how great is that going to be?
That's pretty good. It might be fun.
I don't know why I'm a fan of shark movie type stuff, but I just...
Is that where I get it from? Because I've always loved watching shark movies.
Did y'all see the one where, who is it? I think is it the chick that's married to Ryan Reynolds? Where she's, it's like her versus the shark in the middle of the ocean?
No.
Is it,
Me and Kaylee went to go see it. Was it Blake Lively?
What is it called?
The Shallows.
Oh, Olivia watched that movie.
You haven't seen it? You should watch it.
I think I have.
It's so good. And Kaylee said the funniest thing when we went to go see it. It made me laugh so hard. We were sitting there watching it, and I said, "You think there's a twist ending?" And Kaylee just looked at me and said, "Yeah, I think it's going to turn out that the shark is her mom." And, like, I just died laughing.
The shark is her mom.
So, spoilers, the shark is not her mom. But it was a pretty good movie. Like, we had a good time watching it. So, I think we made some people mad because we were cracking jokes in the movie. But, I mean, you can't really take movies like that so seriously.
Yeah, well, when we went to go see... Just when we went to go see The Quiet Place, since it's actually quiet in the whole entire movie.
Oh, that was frustrating. The people behind us
talking.
There
was a crying baby, too. The baby the whole time was, well, not the whole time, but.
Especially at the beginning.
Yeah, because they didn't talk at all in the beginning.
Yeah, these people behind us, like, I guess the guy, and I don't know why. This dude did it in Avengers Infinity War, too. Like, without anybody asking, he just kept leaning over and talking into his girlfriend's ear, explaining to her what was going on in the movie. And I'm like, if your girlfriend is that dumb, maybe don't bring her to the movie.
Or at least get y'all sit down and watch all the other movies before you come and see this one.
And I don't think the girlfriend was that dumb. I think it's just, oh, I've got to be a guy and explain stuff to people.
Let me show you how much I know.
Yeah.
Look at my comic book knowledge.
So, yeah. Geeks ruin everything, man. I swear. So, we're going to go see Avengers Infinity War next week, though, right?
Yes, we are. Okay. And Free Comic Book Day is that day, too, right?
Yep.
Free Comic
Book Day. And I'm excited for that.
Yep, we'll be at Columbus Comics visiting Mr. Pat, assuming somebody gets some of her room cleaned up.
I don't know.
I will.
Would you like to tell the podcast listeners what you found in your room a few months ago?
No, don't say anything.
No, I want to know because I don't know because I was out like a light.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
No, I'm going to tell him on the podcast.
No. Why not? No.
It's perfect. Was it gross?
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
But actually, I already knew it was in there because
that makes it even worse.
Because even before it was
like, this is too gross to move. Just leave it there.
No, because my room was clean, and I saw it in there, and I was like, I'm not. Moving it, and then it ended up over.
Tell somebody.
It's like that.
I did.
That thing
where
you find a giant cockroach in your house, and you're like, "Nope, let's just move."
It's not. It's not as bad as a giant cockroach. It was a dead animal, though.
It wasn't dead when I saw it.
What was it?
It was a lizard. It got in my room.
Was it, like, skeletized?
No, it just looks like a regular lizard.
Yeah, it was... I think when we finally got it out of her room, it was just a hardened corpse.
Rigor mortis. It was still a lizard. It had the skin on it.
Y'all didn't wrap it up and bury it? Give it a proper burial?
No.
No? We don't have shovels.
There's a shovel outside.
There's not.
She's not.
I got it just in case I need to bury one of y'all.
But yeah, there was a dead lizard in her room. At one point, it was a live lizard in her
room. When my room was actually clean, I saw it, and I told Mama, and she was like, well, I'm not getting it. I said, well, neither am I. I just left it, and it crawled away by the time I got back anyway. So
It couldn't find anything to eat, and it died, that poor freaking lizard, man. He was 30 feet away. Well, he was 30 feet away from the kitchen, but he was 5 feet away from a dog that was going to eat it anyway.
That's probably how it wound up in there.
Running from the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid dog.
That dog will eat anything.
She doesn't eat it. She kills it, and then she...
Yeah, spits it out and plays with it.
Yeah,
she spits it out and then rolls it around.
Yeah, crazy dog.
Like, she killed a grasshopper. A grasshopper got in the house.
Well, at least she killed it.
She actually ate the grasshopper.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
It was one of them big flying grasshoppers.
It was on the wall. A locust? Ugh.
Like a locust?
I said, ew.
I know what you said.
No, like a big green...
Oh.
It was
grasshopper.
It was yellow or something.
It was like a really light green.
Yeah, there's been a really green, a very green one though, because it kept going chirping, and I was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah, if a cricket
you know when you're
gets
close,
in there,
when they stop chirping, when you get close, they stop chirping.
Yeah, well, when we have like what are they called? They're called mosquito eaters. That's what they're called.
Mosquito hawks?
Mosquito hawks. When those get in our house, they fly around only at the ceiling, and Roxy freaks out.
That's a crazy dog.
It's like one of those red laser pin lights for the dog.
Yeah.
You just need some mosquito hawks, and she'll stare at the ceiling and run around in circles.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming on and talking a little bit about the movie. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. It was not even interesting. It was really fun.
Maybe when we all go watch Avengers Infinity War, we can sit down and talk about that too.
Yes.
It'd be cool if we could have a nice big round table discussion with a bunch of the kids. But I don't know how we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see you next week. Because I'll be down there to do Free Comic Book Day and Avengers. So, get your room clean. Do you know how we end the podcast?
Nope.
Neither do I, because I can't ever do it.
It goes like this. Bye, everybody. I always hit the last word. Most of the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling.